And now the contest where people from all walks of life compete for the right to say they've survived it. Speaking of contests, our guest today is a champion of one of the most famous contests ever. Here she is, Miss America, Caressa Cameron. Hello, welcome to the show. First things first, how does one address Miss America? Are you Miss America? Are you just Miss?
I mean, you can call me Miss America. You can call me Caressa. My mom calls me Hey Girl.
Really?
Whatever works.
Is it like becoming president where all of a sudden everybody who knows you, no matter how well, has to address you by your title just because of the prestige of the title?
Some people do, but my family and friends, I'm still the same girl. So
right.
they could care less.
Yeah. Do your parents give you a hard time? Well, I know you're Miss America, but you're still going to clean your room.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
You've been doing it since the pageant was in January. You've been doing it for more than half a year. Are you still enjoying it? Are you still happy to get out there and smile and do what you have to do?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. I mean, the thing that's hard the most is the time zone jumps back and forth. You get a little jet lag. But other than that, I mean, it's awesome. This is 1 year that I'll never be able to replay, and so I try to soak it all in.
Well, Miss America, though, has to behave a certain way. You have to be cheerful.
Yeah.
You have to look good. You can't just walk out in your jammies and your hair tied back.
There is some protocol.
Tell me about the protocol. What are the rules? What do they say? Miss America, you're Miss America now, so you have to...
Okay. You're Miss America now, so you can't wear jeans. You're Miss America now, so you can't say no. You're Miss America
Wait a minute.
Now...
Hey!
I'm sorry.
Okay, wait.
Wait,
when it's appropriate.
Who exactly told you that, and in what context were they thinking of it?
Well, you know, it's basically like if someone asks you for a picture, you know, even if you're trying to catch a flight, you kind of have to oblige and take the picture, that sort of thing.
So tell us more. So the rules, you can't say no, you can't wear jeans, what else?
Let's see. There's all kinds of random things I can't,
you can't
do.
Have
oh,
more
if I'm
than...
in an evening gown,
say
and
again?
I'm getting in a limousine or out of a limousine, I cannot scoot.
You cannot scoot?
No scooting.
No scooting.
What does that mean?
Like, I can't scoot over and let someone else sit. They have to go around.
There's no scooting?
No scooting.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Did you know about that before you signed up for the contest?
Like an image thing, and just so that there's no Britney Spears oopsies.
Oh.
You're not scooting, it doesn't happen, you know?
Wouldn't that simply be taken care of by always having to wear underwear?
Well, yeah, absolutely. But even then, you wouldn't want to show that.
That's true.
Right.
Scooting is... No, you guys don't understand this.
No, clearly not.
Scooting is an art, right, Caressa?
Yes. There's a lot.
She wouldn't know. She's not allowed to do it.
Right.
Back in the day, she could scoot.
It's a lost art.
Are you constantly running away from the first runner-up? Like, is she stalking you?
She's trying to kill me, and I don't know.
Yeah. Like, you hear shots ring out from the hill?
Not that I know of.
Okay, not that you know of.
So you're halfway through your reign as Miss America. You're out there. You're being nice. You're not scooting. When the day your reign is over and you hand over the tiara to the next Miss America next January, what's the first thing you're going to do? What's the first? I mean, it's like, you know, people come back from war and say, I'm going to have a hamburger. I'm going to have a beer.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you're going to do?
Wow. I don't know. All my friends are going to be in Vegas. So I have no idea what we're going to do because for the last year I
haven't seen them. You haven't been able to misbehave. You'll be in Vegas with all your friends.
No.
Hey, what were the dates of that exactly?
Oh, man. I'm only going to behave.
Let's talk about the
pageant.
You
should scoot and scream no.
Yeah.
Over and over.
That's exactly what I'll do.
I'm scooting.
No!
Let's talk about the pageant. You got into beauty pageants when you were young, right?
I did one when I was 7, but then I didn't do any more until I was my freshman year of high school. I did my local fair pageant. And what was funny about that is I really only entered the local fair pageant because if you win, you get free passes all week.
You get free what all week?
Free passes.
To get into the fair.
To go somewhere, Peter.
Yeah, I understand.
But then I won, and it was like a scholarship program, and the people were really nice, and they were like, you know, you're going to get involved in the community. And I started volunteering, and I was like, oh, there's really something to this thing. And
this
so I kept at it.
I have a question, Caressa. Do you guys still have to do the swimsuit in without heels and bare feet?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Good Lord Jesus. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Oh
Hold on.
God.
Hold on. Faith, you think it's better to walk around in a swimsuit with high heels?
Yeah, because it makes your legs look so much better.
Come on, Peter. I walk around naked in high heels. I don't ever want to not have heels on. It makes you look 100% better, right, Caressa?
Absolutely.
Sorry, I just flummoxed you.
I'm just staying in that moment, Faith. I don't want to leave that moment for a moment. Are you allowed to say, if somebody asks you a particularly tough question in a pageant, are you allowed to say, I really have no idea, I've never thought about
it? I've said it before.
Have you really?
Because I think the worst thing you can do is get in there and lie and start digging yourself into a hole you can't get yourself out of. So, I mean, I've more than once said, you know, I'm not really well-versed on that topic. It's something that I'd love to look up and learn more about, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I know.
That's so admirable.
Yeah. Wow.
Except for the fact that you're calling into question the entire premise of this radio show.
Exactly.
Which is bullcrapping your way through stuff that you don't know.
Well, Caressa, we are delighted to have you with us. We've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
Miss America, you're not the only Miss in America.
Oh.
So, yeah, you're Miss America. We're impressed. We admit it. But what do you know about other prominent Misses? We're going to ask you three questions about other famous Misses in America. Get two right, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners. Carl, who is Caressa Cameron, Miss America, playing for?
Miss America is playing for Kate Wise of Stowe, Vermont.
All right, you ready to play?
I hope so.
Here we go. Your first Miss is Ms. Pac-Man. Or it's a Ms., technically. Had things gone differently, she might have gone by a different name, which was what? A, Ms. Puck-Man, the game being called Puck-Man in Japan when they brought it here, though they realized Puck could be too easily changed to something else. Was it Eleanor Bunsingham, the man at Midway Games who imported the game, wanted to rename the character in tribute to his mother, or was it C. Pac-Broad?
I'll go with C.
You're going to go with Pac-Broad?
Oh, wow.
I'm
sorry, booing Miss America is treason.
They're not booing. They're nudging. Yeah. She's being nudged.
They're trying to give her a platform.
They're trying to make you scoot. So is that your choice then, Pac-Broad?
Well, I'll choose, I'm going to retract my C.
You're going to retract your C.
Wow.
And I'll go for B.
All right.
So
you're going to go with Eleanor Bunsingham.
Okay.
I love that you did that. But it is, in fact, A, Ms. Puckman. I know it's silly, but they were worried that if you had Puckman or written on the sides of our cage, people would just take a Sharpie or whatever and turn it into Pock. So, all right. That's all right. You still have two more chances here. Your next question concerns Miss Cleo.
Oh, God.
She was the woman born in California who became a pretend Jamaican late-night TV psychic.
Right.
Where did she come up with the Miss Cleo persona? Was it A, it was a character she wrote and performed in a feminist play called For Women Only, a celebration of love, life, and healing? B, she based it on a picture, on a menu, in a Jamaican restaurant in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Or C, she got it from the blaxploitation movie Cleopatra Jones.
I say C, why not?
You're going to go for Cleopatra Jones? She named herself Miss Cleo after Cleopatra
Jones? Yeah, I mean, because the whole thing was fake anyway.
That's
true.
She was
probably just sitting around eating popcorn and go, I'm going to be Miss Cleo. There it goes.
All right. I'm afraid it was A. It was the play.
Really?
Before she was a charlatan, she was a failed playwright in Seattle, Washington. She produced that play where she played this Jamaican character named Miss Cleo. By the way, she left owing everybody in the production a lot of money, but she said she couldn't pay them because she had cancer. Oh, and then she
should have saw that coming.
I know, and then she...
Hey-o!
Very good.
And then she changed her name and moved to Florida. All right, you have one more question here. Your last Miss is, of course, Miss Piggy. She seems harmless enough, but she's endured controversy. What happened? A, protesters in California had the Muppet Show reruns pulled off the air recently because, quote, a pig-frog love affair promoted non-traditional marriage. B, the Muppet Show was banned in Saudi Arabia because Miss Piggy is, being a pig, not halal. Or C, the National Pork Board pulled its ads in the Muppet Show claiming a pig with eyeshadow does not make people want to eat pigs.
Let's go with A.
You're going to go with A.
Yeah.
The protesters in California did not like the non-traditional bonding of a pig and a frog. I wouldn't put it by them, frankly. But the answer was B. The Muppet Show was banned in Saudi Arabia because they did not like the idea. They found it offensive of a talking, singing pig.
Wow.
Amazing, isn't it? Carl,
yeah.
How did Miss America do in our quiz?
Well, that's awful. Well, terribly.
No correct answers, Peter, so no win for Kate Wise.
Caressa Cameron is, of course, the reigning Miss America. She will pass on the crown at the 2011 pageant in January in ABC. Caressa, what a pleasure to talk to you. You're a delight and a credit to your crown. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Little girl with heart of gold, you're my Miss America.